Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your market update for January 16th, 2025. So what happened yesterday? Why did rates drop as much as they did? And will this rate drop continue? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. My name is Dan Frio. I'm a national loan officer, licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking to maybe buy that first house, maybe buy that first investment property, or even maybe looking to refinance, hopefully you can reach out to me because I'm licensed in all 50 states. I work at SurveBank. We're one of the country's largest mortgage servicers. We're actually number 10, and we're also a large mortgage brokers set up with over 30 different lenders to be able to offer you their rates and their guidelines, but by using our services. So think of it, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over the 30 different lenders. So let's get over to see what in the heck happened yesterday, and will these rate drops continue? So here's what we saw yesterday. On the 30-year fixed, rates dropped about 0.8%. That's a pretty big, massive move in one day. So the news that we have out so far today is this. And the first thing I'm going to tell you is you always have to basically read the book. Don't judge it by its cover. So right through here, you're looking at initial jobless claims rise, surpassing forecasts and previous figures. So the first thing you're probably thinking is, okay, here comes the job market. It's going to get crushed. Well, you have to really read the details. So let's get over to the numbers, the real numbers. Let's see how bad it is if it's really bad. So let's go through here. Today is Thursday, so we're going to go through core retail sales. They came in and they were a little bit light than expected. Last reading was they were up 0.2. They were expected to go up 0.5. They only went up 0.4. So here's the initial jobless claims that everybody's talking about. Last reading was 203 and it was revised downwards. They thought it would come in at 210. It came in at 217. So not a big miss. You're not missing it by like 100,000 or so like we see a lot of times on the jobs report. So a miss of 7,000. By time this gets adjusted, it might be right in line with what was expected. But there's the shock and awe of these headlines. So you really have to be careful on what you read. The next piece of the puzzle is right through here, Philly manufacturing. The number is up considerably, but any figure under 50 means our manufacturing segment of the economy is actually deteriorating at this time. And then retail sales, they came in recently, or just today, month over month. Last reading was 0.8, expected 0.6, so 0.4. So the last people are buying. That's absolutely great news for all the pieces of the puzzle we're looking at. So now let's put in perspective the Federal Reserve, why they would reduce rates anymore. Well, if the state of the economy started getting bad, like we started getting an uptick in inflation again, or we had a complete deterioration of the job market. Let's get over and look at the economy at a glance. This is basically what the Federal Reserve looks like. And you tell me if this is economy in bad shape. The first thing we look at is the federal funds rate. And we'll get to that in a second. Don't go away because we're going to check and see if there's any changes after the last two, the inflation reads that we have. Is the CME FedWatch tool going to change at all? So right through here, we have the federal funds rate currently at 4.25 to 4.5. We have inflation at 2.4. It was 2.1 recently. Came 2.2, then 2.3, then it came to 2.4 in November. So this number is going to come out soon. This is expected to start coming actually down following the CPI numbers and the PPI numbers. Then you have the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate actually just ticked down. So that means it's getting better. So if you're looking at all this, and then you have the GDP. GDP just measures how productive basically our economy is. So you have inflation that's 2.4. The Fed wants it at 2. So that's not way out of whack. We have the unemployment rate at 4.1. Historically, that's right in line. And we have an economy that's kicking on all cylinders, up 3% over Q3 of 2024. So when the Federal Reserve looks at this, they're like, okay, do we need to really cut? Well, then we focus in on what's the net neutral rate that we're trying to figure out where the Federal Reserve's looking to cut to. And the tough thing is if you watch my videos and you watch CNBC and all these financial news channels and you watch a lot of the analysts, they've been coming back saying, the government, the Fed's going to be completely data dependent. And that's why the market, every time, basically every day, the market's on pins and needles of what is that number going to come out. Like on Tuesday, we had the CPI number, the producer inflation numbers. Markets are on edge. Then on Wednesday, they were waiting for the consumer inflation numbers to come on. Markets are on edge. And the big reactions that they take. So that's my concern, is basically just these financial data points are skewing the market and making the market move on just one data point. That's not normally what happens. So we have a huge volatility in this market. So here's what I would suggest you do. Keep watching my video, and I'll tell you at the end of this video what my expectations are over the short term on interest rates. Let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool. You realize the Federal Reserve is meeting in 13 days, less than 2 weeks away. What are they expected to do? Remember, let's go back. Federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. Let's get over to see where it's expected to be. So we'll go through here. And let me get my head out of the equation just for 1 second so you guys can see this. Right through here, here's where the federal funds rate is, down through here, 4.25 to 4.5, and there's a 97% chance it's going to stay there. Okay, so let's dive into the details a little bit through here. So here's the probabilities of where the interest rates or the federal funds rate will be in the future. So you go across here, it says meeting dates are down through here. Okay, and then across the top, you have where the federal funds rate's going to be. Okay, so I posted a video recently as how accurate is this? Well, it's pretty accurate based on the data that we have that particular day. So right now, there's a 97% chance they're not going to do anything. The next meeting in March, 75% chance they're not going to do anything. And then in May, once again, there's over a 50% chance they're going to do what? Nothing. But here's kind of the concern I have. If you go to the dot plot actually is a plotting system that all Federal Reserve members have, and they do this 4 times a year. They meet every 6 weeks, but 4 times a year they come down and they put a dot where they expect the federal funds rate to be in the next few years. So in 2024, they hit it right on the button, right through here. So in 2025, what the expectations are is right through here. This is, again, these are Federal Reserve people putting dots where they expect it. So they're expecting rates on the federal funds rate to be 3.75 to 4%. So there's one or two rate cuts in there. There's at least 50 basis points or 0.5% coming out of the equation is what they're telling us within the next 6 months possibly. So that's what the dot plot has. Now let's get over to the markets to see how market reactions are coming in based on really not much data that we had today, because I just went over with you. There's really no shock at all. So right now we're seeing in the bond market, if you follow me for every day to figure out what's going on with rates, the bond market right now is down 6 ticks. Now what Rick Santelli said yesterday, and I brought this up as well, what's happening a lot of times, and you see it in the stock market, one day the market's down 500, the next day it's up 300 or 400. Well, the next day it's up 700, the next day it's down 600. So will these gains last? Well, that was my concern coming in today. So today we have really no news, and thank goodness the market only gave back 6 ticks from what we picked up yesterday. And we picked up about 50 or 60 points yesterday on this. So how to understand this is, this is a mortgage bond. This bond right here is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So we have to figure out what's going on with this bond to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. So what you focus in on right through here is what's going on with the price of the bond. So all you need to understand is this. If the price of the bond is going up, then rates are coming down. If the price of the bond's going down, well, rates are coming up. Let me explain this. I try to do this once a month. So let me explain to you how bonds work. This bond and all bonds. As you raise the price up, what you're seeing right through here, their yields come down. Okay, so let me make this analogy. Let's say I have a mortgage bond, and when it's done, matured, it's worth $100, okay? So I want to show you today, if I give you $50 today, a low price, when that bond matures, you'll give me $100 back. Well, what's my yield on that return? Well, I doubled my money. It's 100%. Okay, so now let's flip it around. As we saw yesterday when the bond yields went way up. Let's say I give you $100. Okay, you're probably like, Dan, you're giving me $100. I'll give you $100 back when the bond matures. Right. So what's my gain at that? Zero. So do you understand how if I pay you a higher price, my yields come down? So that's basically how to understand that market right through there. And then you go over to the equity markets. All the financials right now are really killing it. And the reason behind all this is the yield curve. So let me explain how banks and a lot of financial institutions make a good portion of their money. They lend to you using short-term yields, okay? But they lend to you, but then they give it to you as a long-term investment. Okay, so let me explain it this way. They usually get their money cheap, and they'll use a small or short-term investment tool to do it, and they give you the money longer term, and they charge you a higher rate. Okay, so that's usually the predicate of how this works. But the inverted yield curve that we've heard about over the last 3, 4, 5 years kind of flipped that on its ear. So what happened is short-term rates were higher than long-term rates. It doesn't really make much sense, because if I was going to give you my money to invest, and I said, I'll give it to you for 6 months, and you'd be like, okay, I'll give you a 1% return. Okay, I'm just parking my money for a short time, and I just want to get some revenue out of that. But if I'm looking to invest long-term, I'm like, okay, if I'm going to give you my money for long-term, I want a higher yield, right? Well, that's kind of how this works. Okay, so what happened was when short-term rates were higher than long-term rates, the banks weren't making not making much money, because they're trying to figure out, well, I usually borrow short-term, which has a lower rate, and then I lend that money long-term, but it's not working right now. So now what you're seeing is the yield curve reinverted correctly, and now the financial banks, institutions, and everything, they're raking in the money right now because of those spreads, and the spreads are only getting better. And then you're starting to see a lot of merger activity going on and things like that, and that's also how they make their money. So that's our report for today. You might be thinking, Dan, you gave me your information at the beginning of this video, but who are you? Well, first off, let me give you my short-term goals on where interest rates are going to go. I'm looking at the stock market right now. There's a lot of uncertainty there, but next week we're going to have some stability. The new administration will be in. Then we'll get more ideas on what the tariffs, what kind of tariffs we're looking at. There was good news in the Middle East area in Gaza yesterday. There seems to be a peace agreement there. So things are starting to settle down, but next week will be a bigger week that we can get more data in from the new administration to see what their thoughts are. Are they talking a lot of, steam right now, or is a lot of stuff they're threatening with and tariffs and things like that, or is it really going to come to fruition? That's what we're going to focus in on. But right now, there's really no data that's coming out that really should shock in all the markets. But my concern is, as the stock market keeps going up and up and up, that's sucking out a lot of money that investors have that they're not putting into bonds. So right now, my expectations are bond yields are going to hold pretty much steady right through here. So I don't really see any shock at all in mortgage rates. But if that changes on any data that's coming in, I'll be sure to let you guys know in that day's video to give you some prep of what's coming up. So I'm not really thinking there's going to be huge volatility with rates over the next couple of days. But next week, once the inauguration takes place, all bets are off, and I'll give you my thoughts at that time. So how to reach out to me and my team? Well, just again, my name is Dan Frio. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do you do that? Well, just visit us at the Rate Update. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at ServBank, which is one of the country's largest mortgage servicers, and we're also a large mortgage brokerage set up with over 30 different lenders. We can use their rates and their programs to help you guys buy a home in 2025. So like I said, my name is Dan Frio. How to reach us? Just go to theRateUpdate.com. You can hit the apply now button. We really don't want you to do that. Okay. How many mortgage companies says don't put in your application? Here's why. We want to talk to you. Schedule one-on-one consultation with us. We'd love to answer any questions that you have. And then you can also call us and get a feel. Are we the people that you want to work with? I really don't want you working with 30 different people, because it just gets confusing. So please reach out to us. Love to help you. You can do that. If you'd rather call us, scroll down to the bottom, and you're going to find our information right there. It's 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. What I ask people to do is, if you have a question, please don't ask it down below. Shoot me an email. Give me your phone number if you'd like. I'd be more than happy to call you as well. But if you leave comments down below. But if you got a question, please email it to me. I'd love to answer. So that's our report for today. Hope you come back later this afternoon for the closing bell to let you guys know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you later today. Bye-bye.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.